Weather today, it's sunny with a high near 60 degrees and calm winds. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 41 degrees and calm winds becoming east around 5 miles per hour after midnight. Tomorrow, which is Friday, expect sun with a high near 64 degrees and north winds around 5 miles per hour. In regional news, a proposal headed to the Alaska Board of Fisheries next year would change how a popular run of king salmon is managed near Petersburg. The town's Fish and Game Advisory Committee approved a draft management plan for king salmon reared at Crystal Lake Hatchery, about 17 miles south of town. KFSK's Hannah Floor reports.
Anglers won't get to fish for Crystal Lake Hatchery king salmon in freshwater this summer. The state won't open the fishery because of low projected returns. The king salmon swim 2 miles up Blind Slough through Blind River Rapids to the hatchery. Each year, the hatchery needs a specific number of returning salmon in order to raise fish for future runs. Many fishermen expressed frustration with the current management plan, which still allows fishing this summer at the mouth of the slough in the saltwater. At a meeting in March, Petersburg Fish and Game Advisory Committee member Ted Sandhofer said he wanted to see a more equitable management plan.
You know, first of all, it's a conservation issue, you know, so we got to do something or nobody's going to be able to fish, you know. If we're going to do something, we need to make the pain equal across all of the user groups.
Sport fishermen pointed out that freshwater fishing doesn't require a boat, making it more accessible to the public. They said the current management plan favors tourists from out of state who stay at lodges and fish for kings in the nearby saltwater. The current plan closes king salmon fishing in freshwater once projected returns dip below 2,000 fish, but it allows anglers in saltwater to keep 4 kings per day. Ben Case is an advisory committee member and helped draft the proposed new management plan. He said they tried to address those concerns in the proposal.
We reduced the bag limit in the saltwater for non-residents, but yet provided some opportunity for residents in the freshwater.
The new proposal would allow saltwater and freshwater anglers to keep just 1 king a day if projected returns are low. And that's only if they're Alaska residents. Tourists could also keep 1 king in saltwater, but none in freshwater. And even when higher returns are expected, the proposed plan allows residents to keep more kings than tourists. The proposed plan also redraws the area where anglers are allowed to fish for king salmon in freshwater. Returning salmon can face some tough conditions when they get to Blind River Rapids. The water can be too warm or too low, and sometimes fishermen catch and release the kings, which stresses them out. Case says the plan addresses that by limiting freshwater fishing to a portion of the slough below the rapids, closer to the saltwater.
We recognize the importance of reducing pressure on those spawning fish upstream of the rapids, where they tend to hold for periods of time until they have the right water conditions to make it up to the hatchery.
The Southeast Regional Aquaculture Association, which manages the hatchery, worked closely with the advisory committee to draft the proposal. They submitted a similar but separate proposal. During a revision period this fall, the groups plan to merge the two proposals. The Alaska Board of Fisheries will consider the Petersburg proposal and others from Southeast when it meets in Ketchikan next year. The local advisory committee also voted to ask Fish and Game Commissioner Doug Vincent Lang to reduce saltwater king salmon fishing at the mouth of Blind Slough this summer to protect stocks. In Petersburg, I'm Hannah Floor.
Huna may have high-speed internet soon thanks to a federal award and some help building infrastructure. But first, their provider will have to do some calculations.
Believe it or not, counting leaves with satellites and trees and buildings and everything in between that you could think of to build a computer model to show us how we hit that 50, how we hit that 80%.
That's Chris Cropley with Tidal Network, the broadband service run by Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska. Cropley says high-speed internet will have to reach 80% of Hoonah's population in just a couple of years, a timeline set by the Federal Communications Commission. Hoonah Indian Association won a broadband bid from the FCC in 2020 thanks to a program that allowed rural tribes to get licenses. Cropley says the new broadband could bring better telehealth to Hoonah and just make the community a more practical place for people to live. The community, like much of Alaska, has never had consistently fast and reliable internet.
If it means that they can move back to Hoonah and work from Hoonah because of remote work, if it means that they can get a higher quality education.
And it could bring Hoonah's cultural knowledge to the rest of Southeast Alaska.
How many great cultural resources do we have in Hoonah that are right now maybe not being shared with the world as a whole, whether it's language or art? How many different, resources could we share virtually from Hoonah out?
If the city doesn't meet the FCC's timeline for the bid, the awarded spectrum could go back out to auction. Next, the Alaska Economic Report.
From Alaska Public Media in Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report. In the last week, Alaska North Slope crude dropped from $88.37 per barrel to $86.83 per barrel. The price of West Texas Intermediate also dropped from $83.36 per barrel to $81.93 per barrel. Car washes are a lucrative business, and according to Bloomberg, they're expanding nationwide at a rapid clip. Several new car wash companies are entering the Anchorage market. Sudsy Salmon has been open for just over an hour on a recent morning, and they've already washed about 100 vehicles. I'm in line behind two other cars at the new South Anchorage location with Chris Michael, CEO and co-owner of Sudsy.
You can adjust your sheet if you need
to. No, you're fine. You're good. I was just trying to shiny dry.
Hello.
Hey, Mary Lou. Hey, can you just put us in through the Aurora Wash?
Yeah.
Michael owns a car wash distribution company based in Missouri. He's in Alaska because his company, Express Car Wash Equipment, recently partnered with Sudsy to expand in the Anchorage area. He says this location can wash up to 150 cars in an hour, but it'll soon be remodeled to accommodate up to 180. At Sudsy Salmon, a single wash starts at $15, and unlimited membership options range from $39 to $59 each month. Michael says the average membership holder washes their car once a week. As we're entering the wash, he says the industry has grown into what he calls the Netflix model.
I didn't know I really wanted to watch that many documentaries or movies or stream, right? And so now that we have new habits where we might want to binge watch, we also want to binge wash our car.
It's the company's first location in Anchorage, but they have four others in Eagle River and the Matsu Valley. They're building a second car wash in Midtown Anchorage, too. He says they're expanding to the Anchorage area because there's not enough car washes to meet demand in the city. Michael thinks the demand is growing because it's an affordable luxury.
The human being wants a easy button to keep clean, right? We want a magic wand to have our clothes clean, to have our dishes clean. That's the same in the car.
There's about 60,000 car washes in the country, and some forecasts expect that number to double by 2030, according to Bloomberg. The Alaska Department of Labor can't say if car washes are expanding in Anchorage, but their data shows about 170 people are employed across 18 registered car wash and auto detail companies in the city. An Anchorage Daily News story last year noted at least three new car wash companies entering the Anchorage market. Karen Garland lives in Wasilla and makes it a point to wash her car at Sudsy Salmon at least once a week. She decided to upgrade her membership a couple of months ago.
I just really like having a clean car, so I don't think I've ever washed the car that I own by hand.
Garland pays $39 a month for a Silver Salmon membership. She has to use it three times a month to make it worth it. She says she especially appreciates the membership this time of year. Lisa Loudon doesn't think it's just dirt that's driving people to wash their cars. Loudon has owned Alaska Laser Wash for almost 2 decades. The company has 6 locations in Anchorage. She says the car wash is busy year-round. Just after lunchtime on a recent Thursday, over 20 cars are waiting in line.
I mean, I just drove by and the lines are great. And every time I do that, I say, thank you.
She thinks the market is booming because cars have gotten nicer. Since opening her first location in 2007, she says major automotive companies like Porsche, Audi, and Mercedes have opened dealerships in Anchorage.
Back in the day, a million years ago, every car was like a beater on the street, and you would almost not want to take it into a car wash.
She says many apartments and condos don't have the space to wash their cars, which could also contribute to the growing demand. Loudon says running a car wash, especially with multiple locations, isn't as easy as it looks. She says all washes run differently, but all require land, mechanical equipment, supplies, and employees.
We have to abide by lots of different things, filters and pits and capture the dirt, the sand, the grit.
Loudon isn't planning on opening more locations anytime soon, but says they're always looking to grow as she expects the demand to continue growing in Anchorage. In Anchorage, I'm Ava White, and this is the Alaska Economic Report.
The Alaska Economic Report is made possible by
Princess Lodges, offering glass-domed railcar tours to Talkeetna and Denali National Park for Alaska summer adventures. Your journey begins at princesslodges.com.
Thanks for listening today. We love being a part of your media mix. Tune in every day to catch the best in statewide news and programming. Public media is about you, the community we serve. Thank you for tuning in. This is Statewide News on Alaska Public Media.
And that wraps up our local segment. Stay with us for All Things Considered.